Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Saturday, May 30th, 2020. The Washington State stay-at-home order will expire tomorrow, with counties making decisions on how and when to open. Washington saw the first coronavirus case in the U.S. on January 20th, with cases peaking in the state in late March. There are currently 22,109 cases in Washington, with 290 cases per 100,000 residents. Recently, the Seattle Times reported that half of the new infections in the state are in people under 40. The public health officer for King County said, "The pattern in who's getting infected over time reflects people's behavior. If we're seeing a drop in age, that means younger people are doing things that place them at a higher risk of transmission compared to people who are older who might be staying home more reliably." President Trump will terminate the U.S.'s relationship with the World Health Organization. Health experts and governments around the world say the move jeopardizes the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. A person who was in a crowded pool bar in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri over Memorial Day weekend has tested positive for the virus. In published research, the FDA revealed that until a vaccine becomes available, a combination of drugs may be needed to treat people, and treatment may need to be customized to each patient. The Supreme Court ruled against allowing churches in California and Illinois to override current restricted state occupancy limits. Latin America is the new epicenter for COVID-19, according to the Director of Communicable Diseases at the Pan American Health Organization. There are over 900,000 cases and almost 50,000 deaths across the region's 33 countries. German Chancellor Merkel has declined the invitation to attend the G7 summit in person due to concerns over the virus. The mayor of London is urging residents to act with caution as lockdown restrictions will ease in the city on Monday. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. Hotspots displaying faster rates of growth as of May 29th, according to the New York Times. Buena Vista County, Iowa, Eccles County, Georgia, Lowndes County, Alabama. Globally, Haiti, Nepal, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Nicaragua, Sao Tome and Principe, Mauritania, Uganda, Malawi, and Syria have faster rates of growth. There have been 1,750,203 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 102,906 deaths. There were 16,362 new cases reported yesterday. The 10 states with the highest case counts: New York, 373,108. New Jersey, 158,844. Illinois, 117,794. California, 107,043. Massachusetts, 95,512. Pennsylvania, 75,073. Texas, 62,062. Michigan, 56,589. Florida, 54,489. Maryland, 51,631. The five countries with the largest daily increases for May 29th, according to the WHO: Brazil, 20,599. Russia, 8,572. India, 7,466. Peru, 6,154. Chile, 4,654. The 10 countries with highest overall case counts: Brazil, 465,166. Russia, 396,575. United Kingdom, 272,615. Spain, 238,564. Italy, 232,248. France, 186,924. Germany, 183,125. India, 175,957. Turkey, 162,120. Iran, 148,950. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.